Not when I came in this morning, that's possible also, but I don't remember. We came up with a good idea for the next halacha subject. You said we're going to speak about maybe payas and something like that, and shein, whatever, just quickly. But there was some other good idea that somebody had.
Someone said meisering, I think.
Meiser ksofim.
I also thought, I thought about another thing, maybe Shava Saveda.
Good. Okay, that's also good. Okay, we never did those. Maybe we did, but we didn't.
Meister, we did a little bit in the past.
Shavuos Aveda, we did, but was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so in any case, so that with Meister is, I get questions on it all the time. So that's a good thing that people, what's it called, they need to know. And we'll cover it, it shouldn't take that many shiurim, but a few shiurim. So what you have to take Meister from, what you can give it to, and so on. That's so. So the next subject will be that in Mitzvah Hashem when we finish this, but we're not finished yet. Okay, we're up to, we spoke about brooms, cabinets, can openers, we spoke about, chicken. Okay, chicken. We buy chickens with hechsherim, and they're not going to go into the hechsherim now, but if you have a chicken and it has a blood clot, okay?
Did you speak about it?
No. Oh, okay, fine. So, choppers we spoke about. Where are we up to? 1 second.
And a broken bone is also.
Coffee makers?
No.
Okay, a coffee maker, if you keep it pariv, you can use it both for meat and dairy meals. But if you use dairy grinds, such a thing as dairy coffee grinds? Yeah, I guess flavored or whatever.
Yeah, they have flavor.
Okay.
Grind,
then obviously it becomes milchik. Okay. Okay. Containers. You shouldn't store for 24 hours liquids in a container that was milchik, because then the product inside becomes, what's it called, to a certain degree becomes milchik, and you can't serve it mamish with leishiks. So you should have part of the containers or. Containers that you know for milchika things or fleshika things. Okay.
Only liquids.
What? Only liquid. Yeah. So it doesn't apply to solids unless they're hot. Don't cold. Cookie presses. Okay. Cookie shapers. Corks. Okay. Countertops. Okay. Countertops is the next thing. Usually Pesach or Machmer, but during the year, countertops, l'chatchili should have ones that are designated for milchik, one for pariv, one for fleshik, or whatever. But during the year, usually we're not that machmer to have separate, mamish separate countertops, or to cover them, or whatever. And we're sumach on the fact that usually things that spill are already, at the worst, irikli rishon, and they're it's more than a benyomo, and the dry countertop and the dry pot don't affect each other, and if there's a spill there, you usually wipe it up first or whatever. So even though it's preferable to have countertops that are designated specifically milchik fleishik, you can keep them segregated. If you're not that, what's it called, makbid, there's a place to be mekel. Okay. Cutting boards. Okay. You can lemaisa use one cutting board for cutting pariv things, either for meat or milk, if the cutting board is pariv. But you shouldn't use one that you cut meat on for milchiks or vice versa. Okay, dairy bread we spoke about. Problems with dairy bread, when I go through dentures. Okay. except for Pesach. Okay. Usually, if you wash your dentures or whatever between milchiks and fleishiks, there's no mamish milchiks like you do with your regular teeth. We're not choshish that the dentures. One of the reasons that teeth aren't a problem, the chora, why shouldn't you have to have two sets of teeth? Which obviously is not shy. But the chora, you should have milchik and teeth and fleishiks. Why can you eat milchiks and fleishiks? Same teeth. So one reason is that teeth are living. They're not boleya. But that doesn't apply to dentures, which are not living. So then why are they clean? That's what's it called. So usually we say that people don't put into their mouth usually things that are yatzah lettuce bowl. Even though sometimes you do and you immediately, you know, spit it out or whatever, or say ouch. But that's not the norm. And what a kli is considered is it goes after the norm. So since people don't put things that are yatzah lettuce bowl in their mouth, usually the teeth are not boleya. So we're not worried about a bli of milchik suflashiks, and therefore even dentures you can, the same thing applies to braces. Right, so memela, a person has braces, has a retainer, doesn't have to worry about just to wash it off between milchik and fleishik. Comes to Pesach, there are chumras, we're not going to go into them now. But
everybody like drinks that boiling hot coffee at some point in their life, or eats that grilled cheese that burns that tongue in the top of their
mouth. Yeah, but that's, like I said, the halachas of kashering go after rov tashmisho. What's a norm, not what's done once in a while.
Yeah, but doesn't it make
no. Okay. Dishcloths. Okay, preferably you should wash dishes, dry dishes with separate dish things. You don't have to have milchic ones that are always milchic. Just have to wash them in between. But if you use a dishcloth to wash your milchic dishes, you shouldn't use that same one to wash fleshic dishes until it's laundered. Okay. And it's better to launder it with soap and hot water. That's like kashering it. Yeah?
Is there a problem if you have a milchik and a fleshik towel and you boil it in the washing machine at the same time, milchik and fleshik?
Boil your milchik, unless it's saturated with milk, right, or meat, probably not a problem, because usually in the washing machine there's other water, which is much more than shishim of whatever could possibly be in the absorbed into the towel.
What is that? Are we choshish for now?
What?
The dish towel. What are we?
Mamoshes of milchus and fleishiks that go on the other one.
You should use it to dry dishes after the washed.
Yeah, but sometimes you use it to wash the dishes. I don't know. If you use it dry, yeah, but sometimes you don't wash the dishes good. I don't know. The mice. It's probably, if somebody calls me and asks me, I used the wrong dish towel, it's probably not a problem. But the chatchila, because it's possible, it's mamoshes on it, better not to use one for the same thing for milk and fleshy. But you're right, if you always wash your dishes well, and you only use it to dry it, and there's never mamoshes, chorosh, no problem. Dish strainer, dish towels, dish washer. Okay. I think we discussed dishwashers, so I think this is again. Drinking glasses. Sfardim, by glass, hold that it's not boleya, and you could use glass for milchiks, fleishiks, hot, cold, doesn't make any difference. Ashkenazim, lechatchila, are makbid to use separate drinking glasses, even though you usually don't put hot milchiks in a glass. Right, except use with a fleshik or milk thing. But the avid, you can drink from a glass, what's it called, you don't have to worry. The chatchila, you should have different glasses to drink from for in your home. Okay.
I recently put in a hot coffee in a fleshik glass at brother's house. The glass is used for fleshik meals.
But the fleshik meal is not. It was used for fleshiks. You put chicken soup in it.
Right, no.
That could be a bigger problem.
Right.
If you didn't put chicken soup in it, you just drank soda at a fleshik meal.
Is now milchiks, so it can't be used for
if you put hot milk in it?
Coffee with milk.
Yeah, the thing is, it's probably, it's a cliché-ny. It's a cliché-ny. It could be that it's not... again, the chatchila we're knowing to use separate from milk and clay. But if you use the wrong one, it could be it's not a problem. Okay. Egg slicers, okay. Egg cups. Fish, okay. We said we're fish stores we spoke about. Food processors. We have a din of a night. Food processors. Fruit, what's it called? What are they called? Choppers, what are they called? Food processors. Okay. Forks, frying pans. Yeah, frying pans are a bigger problem than other pots because other pots you usually cook with liquid. frying pans, if they're Teflon, sometimes you don't need any liquid. And even if you use a liquid, you use a very small amount of oil. So there it could have a din of where the thing became treif or milchik fleishik directly on the fire, without the liquid. And that makes it that you can only kosher it directly by the fire. And usually Teflon frying pans can't be koshered, because if you take a blowtorch to them or make them red hot, they will disintegrate. Okay.
My fleishik pas also.
What?
Fleishik pas also sometimes used without water.
Yeah, it depends. Most of the time now. Most of the time in a pot, you use what's it called? You have a considerable amount of liquid in it, otherwise you don't... frying you do without a liquid, but cooking is the metzias of cooking is liquid. There's a liquid. Sometimes not, but in the mice, rove kashmisha for sure is with a liquid. Okay. Graters, grinding hard cheese. We spoke about horseradish jars, ice cream soup scooper. Okay. If you have an ice cream scooper that you use for ice cream, you shouldn't use it for chopped liver, especially not at the same time. Okay. Ketchup and mustard. Okay. Since the kind of ketchup and mustard we usually have is in squeezed bottles, there really is no problem of using the same one for milchiks and fleishiks. And even though sometimes you put it directly over the hot steam or whatever, but usually the steam isn't yatzah lettuce bow when you put the ketchup, or you could do, for sure it's not rove hazmanim like that. If somebody wants to be machmer and have separate salt shakers and separate squeeze bottles, tovol bracha, but it's not necessary. And even salt shakers. What it says that you have to have separate salt things is whether you have to dip the things into the salt, right? Like they have by some places, little cups with salt in it. Then it's a bigger problem.
The halacha is said by the halachas of Zeya.
What?
Halachas of different salt shakers.
Yeah, but most halachas of Zeya, you don't, first of all, they're usually not. They're ready in the klisheni. Does not say you don't put it. If you put it directly into a pot, it's a problem. But what you use on the table, right, salt shakers, whatever, usually not a problem.
So the spices that are used for cooking on the stove?
On the stove, you should avoid putting them in such a way that they come in contact with the steam when it's still hot.
And when kids put the ketchup bottle into the food sometimes.
Or adults.
I think that happens in most homes.
They put the ketchup bottle in the food? How far can you put it into the food?
Get it right in there.
But again, it's, what is it? It's a Dover Goosh. It's already in the plate. It's a chumrah and a chumrah. Again, if you want
it. Cold cut, and they actually put it on the cold cut and sweet.
But the cold cut is cold.
There's some newness.
Usually.
But it has cold cut whatever on there.
Huh?
Cold cut juice on the ketchup bottle there.
Not inside the ketchup, usually. Again, if you want to have separate ketchup things, matovu manoyu. But I don't know. How many people here have separate ketchup things that are labeled milchik and fleishik? Okay. Tovo alecha alayu bracha.
What about condiments that don't squirt out? Like, for example, mustard or mayonnaise that you have to put something in to take it out.
Yeah, so then we said that lechatchila, you should not put in, what's it called? But things that are not dover charif, like pickles or whatever, which may be a dover charif, horseradish, that could be a problem. Like, except there's no duchid sakina, it's just charif. And if you make sure to put in something clean, it shouldn't be a problem. But there, what's it called, if you have any kind of, like pickles are the only real problem there. Other kind of condiments, there's no duchid sakina. And if it's clean, and you didn't, and even if it's not clean, what's there is usually bottle or whatever. But the evet for sure it's okay. And the chatchila, if you make sure that you only put in clean spoons or whatever, you can use it for both kinds of meals.
What could be some people getting confused about, because there's a difference between what the halacha is and what's generally considered good practice when you have kids or people with poor etiquette and on the table.
What the halacha is okay. If you want to, you know in your house that, you know, people, I don't know, step in the mayonnaise or whatever, then you should do it. What's the mitzvahs? You know, what's it called? A famous thing that, what's it called? Some wife asked her husband, who was a rav, you know, is this kosher, not kosher, whatever. He told her, Peter Shulchan Aruch, it's fine. She said, you and your Shulchan Aruch are going to trafe up my kitchen. The mice say, okay. The mice, if Shulchan Aruch says, okay, it's okay. It's, if you want to be extra careful and let the woman run the kitchen the way she thinks it is, and as long as it's not worse than halacha, then adarava, let her do what she wants. Okay.
Can you use an ice cream scooper for milchik ice cream cold and then at a different time use it for par of ice cream in a plastic meal?
Yeah, and wash it off, yeah. Because ice cream is never hot. Even though, that's not true. We were in an ice cream shop in America, and it said fried ice cream was one of the things. We didn't order it, but you don't remember? And sprinkles. You even said to me, boy, you see, you're really getting not only am I senile, you are also.
Maybe just made less an impression on the river.
No, she mentioned me. Said fried ice cream.
I remember Hot Fudge Sunday or something.
I don't think that's what they were talking about. They were really talking about fried ice cream. It was ridiculous. Knife sharpeners. Yeah, knife sharpeners. If you clean it, you can sharpen both kinds of knives with the same sharpener. You don't need a milchik knife sharpener and a fleshik one. He both says over here, some have the kasta, because there's nothing, it's not boleya anything, it's all dry, right? There's no hot liquids, so nothing is, it's just maybe some of the splinters of the knife or whatever, and if you clean it off, it's no problem. I don't know, do people have knife sharpeners that they use? Okay, measuring cups and whatever else are only used usually for cold, and if they're washed out good, you can use them for either one.
But if you use a measuring cup, say, to make a cake or something that calls for hot water, boiling
yeah, then
water.
If you use it for hot, then it becomes a cleave that
you
use for hot.
And
well, hot water, I'll give some of you hot milk or something with it. Milk bottles, milk cartons, mixers, okay. Onion choppers, all these things. Ovens we spoke about, pastry brush. Okay. Peelers. Okay, we spoke about peelers, if they have a halach of a knife. Pitchers. Okay, you can use the same pitcher, which is again used only for cold liquids. For milk and fleishik, you don't have to have separate ones. The minig is to have pitchers that are separate.
A pastry brush. If you're going to put like a sauce, you want to brush it on.
Right, so you can't use that brush for milk.
For challah, for instance. To put the egg, the egg on it.
If you're going to use the challahs with milk, you should do it. It's not sufficiently. Okay, pot lids, refrigerators, restaurants. Okay. Rolling pins. People still have rolling pins. Salads, salt shakers, we spoke about. Scales. What is this? You shouldn't weigh yourself after meat or dinner. weighing the food. Okay, I get it. Weighing the food. Okay, you can use the same scale. Usually you don't put the food directly in. Whatever. What about rolling pins? A part of a rolling pin may be used to roll the dairy dough, providing it's thoroughly washed afterwards. Mm-hmm. If the rolling pin is difficult to clean, then better you shouldn't use it for milchiks, and then again for par. Self-cleaning ovens.
If you're doing something like making pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, I've got two rolling pins, but if you're making pizza.
Well, sometimes you put milk in the dough.
No, the dough is parallel.
Right.
So then the rolling pin stays around, because you're not making just one, you're making a few. And so it's around with all the cheese and the this and that and the other. It's not hot.
Wash it off good. Okay, what else? Shears. Okay, those are scissors, yeah? Chicken shears should not be used for foods eaten with a dairy meal, even if they're washed, because they're, again, there's duchid sakima, so that the chatchili don't use. Shopping bags. You shouldn't put dairy and meat things in the same bag if they're leaking. But if they're leaky, dairy and meat, when you go to the supermarket, shouldn't be put in the same bag where they leak on each other. It's obviously, you don't need to be too much of a chacham to understand that.
Leaks into the same bag.
You shouldn't buy things that are leaking.
Sponges, you should use different sponges for milkers and fleishiks, and if you didn't by accident, you should ask a shayla. Usually it's going to be okay. Same thing goes with steel wool, stovetops, strainers, sugar dishes, tabletops. Look at all these things. Tablecloths. Okay. There you should wash the tablecloth. Some people have separate milkers and fleishiks, but if you wash them in between, it should be okay. And if you're going to use on the table, you should use a mat, separate mat for milkers and fleishiks.
Not plastic.
Who?
Not plastic.
No, plastic is only a problem for Pesach. During the year, you could have plastic too, and you could wash it also. Teapots, thermos bottles, toasters.
What's the difference between plastic tablecloths and mats?
What? What's the difference? Because plastic is absorbent, whereas cloth is washes out.
Oh, mats mean cloth mats.
What?
Mats meant cloth mats?
Yeah, well, a mat...
That's usually a plastic.
Yeah, okay. What's it called? Really, you could wash the mat too, except for Pesach. But people don't... I don't know if people don't put the mats in a washing machine. They just rinse them off or whatever.
When you see cloth tablecloths in the fancy restaurants, usually the plastic.
If all three meals on Shabbos are fleishik, and you have a tablecloth with a plastic over it, and then Motzei Shabbos, Malava Malka, can you lift up the plastic and eat on the tablecloth if it's like a...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Toaster ovens... are what's it called? We said we can't kosher them, and you can only use them for one, either milkers or fleishiks. It's not like a big oven. Warming drawers, okay. Depends if they ever reach yatza lettuce bow or not. If there's a problem with them or not, then if they do, then they're like an oven. Watermelon. One may purchase cut watermelon food store, okay, because usually they don't cut it with something that has chazer shmaltz on it on your watermelon. Woks. One may use a single part of a wok to stir fry vegetables for both meat and dairy meals.
Okay. What's a wok?
What's a wok?
Yeah.
A wok is a it's like a frying pan, I guess. It's a Japanese frying pan.
How could you, if you're frying fleishiks, use it for milk?
No, not milk. You're frying parif. You want to use that parif for milkshakes or fleishiks.
Like
yeah.
What about
except it's Japanese, so maybe think it's different. They needed to have 367 pages in this book, and that's why they had to walk. That Tam v'Nishlam, we just finished all the thing. So next week, in Yisrael, we'll start with Halachas of Meiser Ksofim. What?
Payas.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that we may just save that for the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shir and do that.
What about a microwave?
Like
if you the kasha, you put a measuring cup.
Yeah, we no wait. If the microwave, even if it's plastic during the year, if it's plastic on Pesach, we don't kasher it. And most microwaves, I think, on the inside now are plastic. But if they're stainless steel, or they're plastic during the year, you can wash it out good, leave it for 24 hours, boil water, preferably boil it first, right. Then pour it into something microwavable. And boil it, continue boiling it till the whole microwave fills up with steam, okay. And that passes. Okay.